Joanne Folletta, thank you so much for coming back to the WISO for another summer.
Oh, thank you. It's always a delight to be here. I always look forward to it. And I just came in from 3 weeks in Europe, and I kept saying to myself, I'm going to Interlaken, and couldn't wait to get here.
That's now kind of a regular summer tradition for you.
It has become that way, and it's interesting to know the camp in a special way, you know, to come again and again and see the changes and see the new things that are happening, but also to enjoy the traditions too, which are very important to life at Interlaken.
What are some of your favorite traditions that you've noticed?
Well, I love the uniform. I mean, I just absolutely love it because I don't even have to think in the morning of what I'm going to wear. So I just enjoy it. And I love the flags around the Kresge Auditorium. Kresge Auditorium itself with that wonderful view of the lake. Just so many beautiful things happening here, and it's a good place to be.
And so exciting, again, to take our World Youth Symphony Orchestra and bring them into the classics of concert repertoire and new pieces. That's always an exciting adventure.
It's a great privilege. It really is, because to do, well, this week, for instance, Scheherazade for the first time with probably everyone in that orchestra playing it, the full piece for the first time, what a pleasure to be in the middle of their discovery of this, and to see the growth from day to day to day and what they accomplish in 1 week. It's just amazing. And it gives me a kind of renewed faith in the future of music and the hope for the future, and seeing these young musicians who are going to go forward and sort of become the stewards of this art form. It's very encouraging.
It seems like a very foreign concept to be experiencing Scheherazade for the first time, because for so many of us, it's tattooed
right
in our minds. What do you think stands out the most to them when they're really digging into this music for the first time?
Well, I think it's probably the fact that so many of them have big solos. And that can be, of course, it's thrilling, but it's terrifying at the same time to all of a sudden have you in the lead playing your big clarinet solo or bassoon solo or violin solo or trombone solo. And that is really a big step forward, you know, in courage and also in just getting those nerves under control and going for it. So it's fun to see them doing that.
Now, your soloists, have you chosen them, or are they given to you when you...
They are chosen by the faculty, and the faculty works very hard when the young people come here to audition and to place them in the right place for that week. And then, of course, they change every week. So it's a very strong orchestra and very strong people with handling those solos. To see them, their delight in it, it gives me a renewed delight in the piece. You know, sometimes, as you and I know the piece very well, we forget how wonderful it is in a way, but to see it through their eyes, we realize, yeah, this is something quite special.
So the whole thing, the idea that all of Scheherazade is new is crazy.
Yes.
As a conductor, is there anything new that you personally look for when you conduct it, or is there anything new to listen for or bring
there
out?
There always is, and I always find that at the end of each rehearsal, I make notes to myself of things that have happened, things that are different, things that I noticed, and I always am learning the piece every time I do it, and partly that's how they play it, little things that they might do. Even if it's things that they struggle with, it teaches me about the piece. So I feel like it's constantly evolving in for me as a piece of music.
So you might say something like, oh, this bassoon riff is harder than I thought it was.
That's right. Or I might say, wow, you know, that oboist played that with just a little more time than other people have taken, and how special that is. You know, so you always are getting ideas from the orchestra.
Of course, if they're not completely entrenched in the piece, they That's might right. try something new on their own because they don't know how it's supposed to be.
Exactly, exactly. In fact, today I encouraged them. I said, if you have never actually listened to this piece, now's the time to, you know, stream it and listen to it, just to get a sense of how the whole thing works together.
Now, you are doing something new,
right.
New for the WISO, new for you. I have not heard the piece before either.
No.
This is the Tsingtao Overture. Tell us about that.
Well, this is by a friend of mine, Zhao Long. In fact, I know both Zhao Long and his wife, Chen Yi, for many, many years. Two fabulous Chinese composers who came from China to settle in the United States after living through the Cultural Revolution, which was amazingly difficult for them, but didn't have an impact on their art or on their goodwill. And I met Chen Yi in San Francisco when she was our composer in residence at the Women's Philharmonic, and got to know Zhao Long, her husband, and the two of them have been writing astonishing music, and they're able to get a kind of synthesis of a Western orchestra, full Western big orchestra, playing actually Chinese folk music. There's something so compelling about that, and you'll hear that in the Tsingtao Overture that he's written. It's brilliant. The colors are astonishing, because he's thinking differently. He's thinking in sort of colors of his home. But to us, it gives us a kind of window into the sound of a different world. And I always feel that working with either Chen Yi or Zhao Long, that they open up my viewpoints on what music sounds like, because to them, it's based in folk music that they grew up with.
And interestingly then, it seems a link between these two pieces is that they are both Western orchestra, Western style applied to Eastern music.
Exactly. And that, in fact, is a little bit of the theme of the summer. Interlaken is exploring, well, East meets West, I guess, a little bit of Asian influence, but seen through Western culture. So that's why we put these two together. Of course, you know, Rimsky, great sailor, great traveler, knew the Far East and was fascinated by it, but was writing for a full symphony orchestra, Western orchestra. And Zhao Long, the same thing, is bringing his sensibility to a Western orchestra. So that theme is carried through, and it'll be carried into other concerts as well this summer.
What are the things that we can listen for if we're thinking of Eastern music?
Well, scales that don't sound quite like our scales, pentatonic scales, for instance, in Zhao Long, unusual use of percussion. Zhao Long has wonderful melodies that he has played all in harmonics to give them a kind of, I don't know, not a sort of Western vibrato flavor, but a kind of eerie sort of otherworldly, far away sound. So those techniques that he uses make it sound quite closer to, quite a bit closer to China than to the West.
I can't wait to hear it.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful piece.
And of course, if you're not a musician, the pentatonic scale, we say, is the black keys.
That's right. That's right. And use of a wonderful flute solos, you know, that very close to the Chinese sound and the Chinese orchestras themselves. The wonderful wooden flute, of course, played on a Western flute. But all of that really brings the two worlds together. I'd like to invite our listeners to be with us on Sunday at 8 o'clock in the extraordinary Kresge Auditorium for this World Youth Symphony Orchestra program. The young people are astonishing, and they will bring music from Zhao Long from China and Rimsky-Korsakov-Scheherazade to a kind of blazing life. So it's thrilling to be there and hear them discover this wonderful music. So Sunday at 8 o'clock.
Great. Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you.